Three NBA. Oh, wait. Wrong thing. Well, there's. Anyway, Nebraska ball. That's former Wisconsin guard. Oh, wait. Did they add him? No. Not that one. The other one. But he's still pretty good. Connor Sejan. He started 19 of 35 games as a true freshman, averaging 12 points, 4 rebounds. Shot 36% from beyond the arc. And then this past season, injured his back 5 minutes into the season. Appeared in 33 games. Didn't have the same production as the year before, but could be a nice help for them. I wonder if that's it. Anyway, Nebraska matched its season high in runs for the third time this season. 16-4 thrashing of Maryland in 7 innings yesterday afternoon at Haymarket Park to take 2 of 3 from Turtle. Nebraska's now 25-12 overall, 8-4 in the Big Ten. They totaled 16 runs on 16 hits. Turtle's 25-16 and 6-9 in the conference. They had 4 runs on 6 hits and 4 errors. They continue their homestand this week, welcoming Kansas for a Big 8 clash tomorrow at 6:05. Omaha baseball can't complete the sweep of Northern Colorado yesterday. They fall 3-1 in the series finale. Despite the loss, though, they remain the winningest team in Summit League play with a 10-8 record in the conference, 12-23 overall. They're on the road for the next couple weeks, starting with a 6 o'clock game tomorrow night at K-State. The Storm Chasers dropped their first series of the year, losing 7-3 in Nashville to drop 4-6. They open a series against Indianapolis beginning tomorrow night at Werner Park. The NBA unveils the 3 finalists for each of its 7 major individual awards for the season last night, headlined by the Joker, an MVP finalist for a 4th straight season, and Victor Wembanyama, a finalist for the Rookie of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. All the awards. 3 NBA playoff games tonight. All Game 2 is Orlando at Cleveland in a series that's just especially made for NBA TV, because that's where you're going to find pretty much every game in that series. On the TV channels that mostly everybody has, Philly's at New York, LA's at Denver, both games on TNT, they know drama. In the baseball, Shohei Ohtani has broken Hideki Matsui's record for most homers hit by a Japanese-born player in Major League Baseball. He also now holds the record for most homers hit by a Japanese-born player in Major League Baseball, who's accused of gambling and stuff. He crushed a two-run homer deep into the right field bleachers at Dodger Stadium as they defeated the Mets 10-0 yesterday at Dodger Stadium, a rematch of the highly contested 7-game 1988 NLCS, dominated by Oral Hershiser. The homer was the 176th of Ohtani's 6-plus seasons in the majors. That's one more than Matsui. That's why he got the record. He was a former Yankee slugger who played final 10 seasons of his 20-year pro career in North America before finishing his career playing with the Penguin team in Antarctica. Finally, Jim Harbaugh returns to Michigan over the weekend to collect his championship rings and to make good on a promise to add some championship ink. Before Michigan spring game, Harbaugh got a 15-0 tattoo under a block M on his right arm, commemorating the Wolverines' undefeated record on the way to the school's national title. Ryan Day did not get the same tattoo. That would be weird.
Hey, Ohtani's hitting 368 now.
That's pretty good.
That leads all of the majors. Kudos on your Guardians. Best record in the AL, 16-6.
Still waiting for the other shoe to fall, and I'm sure at some point it will, but Josh Naylor keeps hitting some bombs.
You really have hung out with me too much.
Well,
lean into
it. I wasn't overly confident going into the season, and then you lose the one guy, like the one saving grace on your staff and the Biebs. Yeah, I'm riding this thing until it turns off the interstate. That's the best I can do right now.
Embrace it. I mean, you could be, a Twins fan. They played 20 games, and they're 8 games back. And the best thing that could happen to the Twins is the White Sox show up for a 4-game set at Target Field.
Yep.
Twins aren't even at 200. Like, yeah. I know the White Sox are bad. I mean, they're hitting 188. And they look like a little league team yesterday. They botched a rundown in their game against the Phillies in which they got swept. And they're 3-18. You could be the White Sox or the Twins.
You could. Oh, yeah.
But you are the Guardians, who are off to your best start since 99. You could be me, who, I mean, I'm going to be a little bit sad, but sometimes you got to let things go in your life, whether you get divorced or you just, like, you have a pet that, you know, you're like, you know what, it's just not working out, a relationship. Maybe like that pair of boxers, they've got holes all over the place. That pair of socks that have a hole in it. But boy, they were with you at a special moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Reliable.
It's hard to let go.
That's me and Kyle Hendricks. It's time to say goodbye.
No.
He just doesn't have it anymore. And there's no value to the Cubs with him being moved to the bullpen. So I think the last connection to the 16 World Series, the professor who has given me so many highs and now a bunch of lows. And especially yesterday, from one inning to another, where I thought, that's the Kyle Hendricks. Oh, no, that's the current Kyle Hendricks. Yeah, I think we're I think we're about to part with Kyle Hendricks.
You're finally throwing that pair of boxers into the trash can, is what you're saying.
Hey, as I've gotten older, I don't, man, one hole in my sock because it's uncomfortable, boom, that thing's out.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
But boy, not with the boxers. The boxers have a different standard. Like, I'm okay
That's true, actually.
Because they how they fit. You know, like the comfort, the sweatability.
I think I'm there too.
And you know what? And I also do my own laundry. So nobody else is touching my laundry and throwing stuff away that I don't know about. So it's a little bit different with the holy boxer.
Yeah, I've been married long enough where it doesn't bother me if my wife sees that I'm being cheap when it comes to the boxers. You're right though. Something about the sock, which never used to bother me back when I was younger. If I can
or the
feel
chili peppers.
Well, that's true too. I mean, there's multiple ways you can use that sock. Anytime I feel floor while I'm wearing a sock on my foot, I'm like, this is unacceptable. No, this is done.
See, I immediately go because it's uncomfortable in my shoe. And so like my big toe is starting to, those are out. You know what? And if you buy a new pair of socks and you don't like them, you can take them back. So I bought these no-show socks.
Did you take them back?
That were not full no, they were full no-show, but they left skin on the top. I took them back and I said, hey, here's the situation. I didn't fully vet these. Yeah. They just looked really cool. They're not for me. And the lady behind the counter was like, you know what? Nowadays, you can bring back anything.
It's true.
I said, I don't have the receipt. And she's like, that's fine.
Honor
system. I'll just give you a store credit. And I'm like, I would like just another pair of socks. And she goes, you go get another pair of socks. You bring them right back here and we'll do it. And I was like, this is fantastic customer service.
I've also learned that there's very little vetting, especially if you do bring back a receipt and you want to get cash back. Bought a dolly not that long ago when we were moving. And turns out we didn't need that size. And it was kind of an expensive dolly. I did attempt to move something with it before we decided, you know what, we're just going to leave it at the old house. So it had a little wear and tear on it. There was a little bit of some scratching on the plate of it. But we didn't need that. We didn't need it, so I brought it back. And there was a little, I mean, it was kind of dinged up a little bit. But the fact that I had the receipt, the guy didn't even ask, why is this guy returning a dolly? Because you think about that. That could be the best scheme in the world. You go buy a dolly, you go move, and then you bring it back and get your money back. So free dolly. Well, they didn't ask for it. They didn't need a story or anything. I had that receipt. Yeah, you're good. As long as the thing looked like it still had both wheels on it, which it did, it was fine. I'm like, wait a minute. Is it that easy? You basically can just rent one. You give them your card. You make the initial purchase. And then you get the money back when you return it in one piece.
So I think if you don't play dumb, or you do play dumb.
Or don't over-explain.
Yeah. Just say, hey, I don't have my receipt, but I don't want like a credit. I would just like to get something of equivalent value or a store credit. And they're like, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's when they get money back.
Yeah.
It's when they get a little bit like,
then
you know,
they got a vet.
Company policy says that we cannot do that.
I'm glad you didn't return any boxers.
Somebody told me yesterday, no, that's one, like the undergarments.
Yeah.
Like men or
draw
women.
Line. Yeah.
Like you can't be returning like a bikini.
Well, it's just weird.
I don't think you can.
If you've ever gone to like Goodwill and you see underwear, you're like, wait a minute. That's been worn.
It's just like new.
I don't know if I want to get that.
Some people actually wear them. So I could get it at a Goodwill. They repackaged?
I think
they're washed.
Yeah, I guess. I'm hoping they're washed. You just never know. You never know.
Somebody told me yesterday that you can go to a grocery store and sample something before you buy it.
Really?
So like I'm noticing more people, and this is. It used to be a thing with kids, like to keep your kids entertained. You like might go to the bakery and get them that free chocolate chip cookie, and then you'd get a milk, or they would. You would.
You get a what?
A milk.
Thank you.
A milk.
A milk.
Milk.
You get an E in there.
There's some words that throw me off. People know that the state that is on the other side of Iowa is one that I go back and forth with. But you could go, you know, like you got to keep the kids entertained. So you got them a cookie and some chocolate milk.
Thank you.
Someone was telling me that, and I noticed this more, of just regular people will open a soda or a bag of chips and walk around the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then some of them are jabronis, and they will like throw them away before they get the checkout. Yeah.
Come on.
That's why our prices are going up.
Yep.
Steve out there. Somebody told me yesterday you can go to a grocery store and you can sample something before you buy it. I'm like, that is crazy. Because what? Like, I want to see if the steak is any good. I got my George Foreman in the car.
hold on. Do you have some propane? Yeah. What am I saying? It's a grocery store.
Can I hop back there?
And this was kind of on the heels of we had to return something yesterday. And so she didn't have a receipt. And I go, didn't you buy that like last year? She's like, yes.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, great. Great. Now I'm tied into a scammer.
Was it successful?
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Like, they didn't even hesitate.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
You got that receipt. They don't care.
But I felt guilt from the lady that we had to go buy something in store. So I ended up buying a couple of pillows.
You're soft. Come on.
But yeah, she said, yeah, you can go to the grocery store and you can sample anything before you buy it. And I'm like, that's not true. What do you think this is, like Whole Foods?
Yeah. Well,
it's like Costco?
What if you crack open a box of something and you decide, no, I don't like it? What do you do? Give it back? What are they going to do with the box?
I'd like somebody to try this and get back to me on this.
Yeah.
Because it could be a game changer.
Well, yeah. Although, how many times do you go to the grocery store and get something that you think you need to sample? Like, legitimately sample. And think, you know what? I've heard good things, but I'm not sure. I'm on the fence about this purchase. I need to sample this.
Maybe it went down when the samplers disappeared during the COVID run.
Yeah, and they're back, though.
But not in grocery stores as much.
I've seen them sporadically at Hy-Vee. I mean, Costco.
Really?
Maybe in Costco.
I'm talking about like just regular grocery stores.
Oh.
Costco, I expect it. If I don't get it, I'm complaining to the manager.
I feel like they're making a comeback. I've seen it in two
I hope that's the case.
Specific Hy-Vees.
You guys, you were in Lincoln this weekend for Nebraska baseball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I couldn't believe what I heard. The stories about beer sales.
I know. People weren't falling onto the field.
Well, the amount of people that got puked on.
There was no public urination?
No, there was.
Oh.
So there was like just... I mean, imagine the Daily Nebraskan on the crime report just has a litany of lists of all of these people that got puked on, that their kids have been changed forever because they saw mom and dad had their lips on an adult beverage at a baseball game.
I learned by watching you.
I mean, you know what maybe the greatest thing of the weekend was that you could drink beer at Haymarket Park is we doubt the yellow coaters because most of them are retired.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of streakers that they were able to apprehend before they got on the field.
Oh, the one guy just leveled the dude.
I didn't know it was bat day.
Now, we kid. And maybe adults being treated like adults. Maybe shock to Kathy and the Board of Regents that
heroin usage.
You know, they're wondering what it's going to do to the kids. Because I think there are probably some kids that are now scarred that they saw mom and dad enjoying adult beverage. And they're never going to go to a baseball game. Yep. They're asking to be adopted today. And they'll never drink in their life, Kathy.
Sports books being set up at elementary schools everywhere today, crime town.
The one thing I did notice this weekend, and I haven't been to a Salt Dogs game in a long time. When the Salt Dogs have like a good Salt Dog crowd, like let's say 5,000,
mm-hmm.
do they have the long lines as well? Because the feedback I got was, couldn't there have been some more beer stands because the lines were kind of long throughout the weekend? And I don't know if that was maybe they weren't prepared or properly staffed,
right.
Or if that's like a reoccurring theme, like for big Salt Dogs games, you're just going to have to live with the lines.
God, it's been such a long time since I've been to a Salt Dogs game. In fact, I was probably a few years over the legal drinking age the last time I was at a Salt Dogs game, but I don't remember it being that long. Again, this was a long time ago. Was hearing the same thing. I chalk it up to that, though, what you just mentioned, of maybe that first go-around being a little ill-prepared or at least trying to find a system to get being able to separate people that are not only getting your regular Haymarket Park fare, but also the folks that are maybe... Yeah, they don't need the hot dog. They already had the hot dog, but they're just going up to get a beer or their second or third beer. And I always feel like there is a system because you'd mentioned it too when Pinnacle Bank Arena started doing this, that those lines, and it was kind of chaotic when they first did that. This year, it's been a lot better with that. So I would say most likely this is probably, since it was the first weekend, you're getting a little bit more of a plan in place. Better be ready for this weekend when you got the old Hawkeyes coming to town.
So for Kathy Wilmot, who's on the Board of Regents, and she expressed some concern on Friday, that we were forgetting the family aspect. You're forgetting the kids. When I heard that, and we now have more venues than not that serve alcohol at sporting events mm-hmm. in this state. Outside of the North Dakota incident with the fan a few years back, and that was alcohol-induced, where they got into extracurriculars and got arrested and got charged, mm-hmm. has anybody heard of any debauchery at the Chai, any debauchery in a short amount of time at PBA, any debauchery outside of that incident at Baxter Arena?
No.
Any debauchery this weekend where, my God, you might be sitting on the berm around a family and you were drinking, forgetting about the kids staring at you going, I wonder what that first sip of beer tastes like.
Go ahead. Just take a drink.
Where then you look back at the kid and said, quit staring at me, and you poured the beer on his head?
Let that sin soak into your soul.
I cannot think of anything other than what you would typically get for isolated moments of somebody just being a knucklehead that would happen regardless of whether they have alcohol in them or not.
But you know what? I will say this. For all of those venues, and you know, I mean, we're not really a community that is just full of debauchery, when in the streets just taking beer cans and bashing them over each other's head.
Elkhorn red light district.
Because I used to be in that world. The policing of it, I think, is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, either you overserved mm-hmm. or just the enforcement of anybody with a fake ID, anything like that.
Yeah.
So I think there are standards. And I think we'd police ourselves. Like, those of us that like to go to sporting events and drink, you know, you know when somebody's had a little bit too much.
Yeah. Like that Brewers fan last year in the concourse.
Yeah, just projectile all over the place.
But
like it was nothing.
But we've not had, I'm glad this happened. I'm glad there's that option. And I say option, that it got approved. But really, just the kids. There are an enormous amount of kids that go to Creighton basketball games. Right. I've even seen them walk by the Bud Light deck.
No, you haven't.
Like, walk by.
No.
And you know what? They don't fall down. They don't all of a sudden start wandering around.
Start fighting.
You know? They just keep head down, keep moving.
No.
They got their Dougie jersey on. And they're like, you know what? Someday. They stare as they walk by. Someday. But I, a little bit sarcastic in this discussion.
That will be mine.
I understand that outside of the long lines, it really was a non-issue.
Yes.
And probably like I noticed at PBA, it's just
not a lot of people grab them.
Yeah, you really don't notice it. Unless you're sitting around with your buddies and you're having a beer. It's not like everybody is just drinking and just pounding stuff. It's just, it's an option to have as adults that can handle that. And it did maybe on Friday night add to a little bit of juice in the crowd.
Sure, yeah.
Which is okay.
Yeah, then see, that's good.
Fine.
Takes a little edge off of a tight game.
You have to stay warm. It helps.
So I would like to invite Regent Kathy Wilmot next winter. This is outside of the Nebraska system. We could even go to Baxter. Don't they do $3 beers or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would take
Kathy to a game, and we'll hang out, and we'll observe.
Do power hour.
So the one time that I was interested, I pretty much knew it wasn't going to be an issue. But remember when Omaha was the test market, the second test market for the college championships? So they had the College World Series. It was the Women's College World Series of the first test market. Then they went over to the Men's College World Series, and you could purchase alcohol at the Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a game with my wife. I think we were just dating at the time when they first rolled it out. But I remember thinking, wow, this will be interesting. Because you always think of the College World Series more than anything. And I think this is what is great about the College World Series is you really do a good job of separating the tailgate craziness that actually makes its way into the stadium. But at the time, I was curious thinking, I wonder if people will do this responsibly at the College World Series. Because it's everywhere outside the ballpark. How will it be inside? And I'm sitting in the bleachers where you would think if there's anything's going to happen, it's probably going to be out there. It was so tame. And the lines weren't even that long, meaning they had it down to a good system. But Yep. Not a lot of people were taking advantage of it. I don't even know how many people knew that they could get a beer, yet I saw, I mean, you're in the thick of it when you're in the bleachers, and there wasn't one moment where I'm like, oh, that person's had way too many.
So Joel brings up a good point, and this is true. The price of beer helps police the issue.
Absolutely does.
So at Haymarket Park, the prices were $8 and $9. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not, I know this from a beer drinker. You're more likely to leave a little bit when it's a $4 beer or a $3 beer to some. But when it's $8 or $9, first of all, you're not just going to be pounding beer after beer, because by the time you're three and you're $24 out, or you like that little extra, one of the craft beers are $9.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, all a valid point. But from all intents and purposes, other than a few long lines, and maybe they'll add some beer, some remote beer stands this weekend. It went fine.
But it's not a big surprise.
But those yellow coaters, man, stopping the streakers. It was great.
Just making tackle after tackle.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the story? You don't, Jimmy. You might. The one time during a Texas-Nebraska game at Haymarket where a streaker went on the field.
I remember hearing about this,
But what was really uncomforting about it is there was an incident in South Lincoln on the same day, and the Lincoln police were looking for someone that was partially clothed. And so this person raced across the outfield during a Nebraska-Texas game. Yeah. And immediately people were like,
there he is.
Oh, my God. LPD!
Do I get a reward for this?
Sean says, Kathy is from Beaver Crossing, which is part of the Centennial School District. I've been to many events with people from that area where mom and dad were drinking with the kids. No, the kids weren't drinking.
Yeah. Hey, it's amazing when you let adults be adults. They tend to surprise you sometimes and act like adults.
They do. That was a great line that was uttered in that same meeting where essentially everything got passed.
Yes.
Like if you wanted to be an admiral in the Navy,
this was the day
it passed by the Board of Regents on Friday. I looked at their agenda and it seemed like everything got passed. Nothing got tabled. It was like boom, boom, boom. Now we got Dr. Gold is this week on Friday is going to get.
You want to name that field someone? You got it. You want to name that ice rink something? You got it. You want to name this something? You got it. This
homeless guy is now in the Navy and has a children's park.
Like, all right, we're in a good mood. Who else wants something? We'll get it to you.
Amy just wrote about the stadium project that was discussed. That is, the goal line is a ways away, but they got another first down, and so they get a new set of downs on phase two that was approved. She wrote a really good article this weekend in the Journal Star. I have a question about what Troy Dannon is inheriting in looking at this project that we will get into. And also, we'll talk Portal Combat when we come back. Nebraska added one. Creighton may be ready to add one, or two, or three at 7:33. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.